There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's Angela Boshoff-Hundell from copywriting agency Scribe joins us next.
Word travel.
For a bit of word travel. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
Now, an article that has sparked your curiosity, you've been tempted to dig deeper. This article, we did start talking about this last time you were in, but we didn't manage to get it finished because it's huge.
It is a big one, isn't it?
Yep, it is. So I brought them back.
Good.
To go through again. So it's celebrity or hotels that are owned by celebrities, basically. And the first one that I've got is called Mission Ranch Hotel, and it's a really gorgeous property converted from a 19th century dairy house, and it's located in Carmel by the Sea in California, and it sits on 22 acres and boasts 31 rooms, a tennis court, fitness center, on-site dining, and it has an owner by the name of Clint Eastwood.
Oh, I wanted to guess. You should make us guess these.
Okay, I'll make you guess the rest.
Okay, I was going to say Tom Cruise. Mission.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it doesn't sound like him. I think his would be flashier or more Scientology-ish.
You won't want to mess around in this place, would you? Otherwise, Dirty Harry might come and sort you out.
What do Scientologists do decor like, Angela?
I think it would be like he'd be in bunkers and there'd be like alien artwork in the fields outside.
Okay, interesting.
Now, with an owner like Clint Eastwood, is it going to cost us an arm and a leg to stop there?
I don't think so. It starts at 1,000 per night and it goes up to about 1,400 per night, which I thought
was
quite
good. That's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
That's very reasonable.
Very good.
That's cheaper than a Dubai hotel, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Most of them.
Let's have a listen to Clint just talking about the first time that he rode into town and set eyes on this particular place.
I came down into downtown Carmel and I thought, this is a place I'd always like to come back to. This is a place I'd like to call home. So I sort of adopted it. It just represents a quieter life. And that's why I guess I bought the Mission Ranch to begin with, is because I wanted to preserve the history here. Well, the oldest building on the property here at the Mission Ranch was 1852, and that's the bunkhouse. And then there's, across the way, there's the Martin House, which is now a two-story building. It was a single-story building that started. And that was, I think, in the early 1860s. But as far as furnishings go, I've always liked the Spanish style because I've owned some Spanish style homes. But I like, I also like very country living, very, very relaxed kind of things.
So Mission Ranch Hotel,
mm-hmm.
It's owned by Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to stay there? Who wouldn't like to stay there? Thumbs up?
I'd love to stay there.
I'd stay there, I think.
I'd stay there
to see him, me too.
Yeah, not me. Have you heard how slow he talks? Imagine. In reception, you're like, oh, hi, Clint. You'd never get up to your room.
You can ask, is the service like the way Clint speaks? Because then I'm not coming.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that. I maybe miss the Clint Eastwood
era. Yeah, he might wear, you know, like Mexican gear as well, like he did in the spaghetti westerns. Yeah. Well worth a trip. Well worth a trip.
In his Mexican gear, trying to stop you as you get in the lift. Get out of the way, Clint!
And he's talking so slowly, and you're like, I need to go.
Okay, try and tempt me with something else, Angela.
Okay, so the next one, I'm going to make you guess. Okay.
Yep.
So it's a very big celebrity. He's also a director and happens to be quite the entrepreneur. It's a he, and he owns two vineyards and a restaurant and a film studio, but also five resorts. Okay, so it's the Blancano Lodge and the Turtle Inn in Belize, Palazzo Margarita in Italy, La Lanca in Guatemala, and Jardín Escondido in Argentina.
Steven Spielberg.
Nope.
I was going to go for him.
You
stole my thunder there.
Sorry.
Do you have another one? Do you have a backup?
Steven Spielberg's wife.
No. It's Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, Godfather.
Oh.
Yeah.
Godfather. Yeah, and there's a clue there because one of those properties was in Italy, wasn't it?
Yep. Yep, okay. Exactly. Are they not? I didn't think that they were too much. The Blancano Lodge is 1,200 per night. Turtle Inn is 1,400. Those are both in Belize. And then Palazzo Margarita is 1,600 to 4,500. 500, La Lanca 600, and Jardín Escondido 800 dirhams per night. So that's quite good.
Yeah.
All quite affordable.
Yeah, like them.
Yep. Yeah, I'd be happy to stay in one of those. Very, very nice. We'll tick it on the list.
Cool.
The next one.
The next one.
Where are we going?
We're going to go to the UK for this one. So most of the celebrities on this list have got luxury properties. So this one's a bit of a surprise. Do you want to guess it or do you want to know who it is?
Best time of year to go to this one.
Yeah.
When would you want to go?
What, to the UK one? No, summer.
Would you?
June. Yeah.
No, I always get disappointed in the summer when you go and it's cold. I think you get really nice summery kind of evenings in September.
Okay, so you're going in September.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll book that for you in September then, Steph. So this one is owned by John Malkovich, and it's called The Big Sleep, and it's a budget hotel chain. Do you guys know this? Do you know the hotel?
I've never heard of it.
No, but I'm out if it's budget. Sorry.
So I won't book that for you in September.
No, I don't mind a budget.
So this one's in Cardiff, Wales, and Cheltenham, and Eastbourne, in England, and 920 dirhams. Per
that's
night.
Not bad, is
budget.
It? Oh, that's
yeah,
not
that's budget.
But
they're calling it budget. They're calling it budget.
Nearly 200 quid.
Maybe John is the one that welcomes you at the lift. Do you like John Malkovich?
I don't know him personally.
Oh, well,
as an actor. Yeah, he's all right.
Not as much as Clint.
Not as much as Tom Cruise.
Oh, really? I like Clint more. Clint's winning here.
All right, I think that's a thumbs down from me.
Yeah, budget hotel at £200 a night.
Even in September.
Yeah.
I'm afraid not.
Right, back to some word travel right now. And Angela Bosch of Hundell joins us from the copywriting agency Scribe. We've been talking about hotels owned by big celebrities. And Clint Eastwood has definitely topped our list so far. So what else have you got for us, Angela?
So you may know of a little band called ABBA. They're one of Sweden's most beloved musical exports, and one of their members, Benny Andersson, made headlines back in 2003 for opening the Hotel Reval in Stockholm, and it's received amazing reviews over the years, and it's been labelled one of the city's best places to stay, and it costs less than John Malkovich's property at 790 dirhams to 1,000 dirhams per night, which I thought's quite good.
It's very good, isn't it? And you know what Benny did? He actually wrote a little theme song to get all the staff singing it as well. I might imagine having that. One of the members of ABBA writes a theme song for your hotel. Have a listen.
Best to none, it's called.
Second best to none.
Second best to none, of course. Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
It's festive.
It is quite festive. Imagine it in June. Like, what are you doing? I couldn't stand to stay in an ABBA hotel. I really don't like them.
I know. I don't know. It's not my first choice for sure. I think it would be, I don't know, I'd feel like I'd need to wear like white matching clothes or something.
And there'd have to be flares. You'd have to have some flares on, wouldn't you?
And a different hairstyle.
All right, so that's under 1,000 dirhams to stay in that celebrity hotel owned by Benny Andersson from ABBA called Hotel Reval in Stockholm. Very, very nice. Where else? I am struggling to find somewhere to stay.
Okay, so this one I've actually mentioned before on the show, but I needed to mention it again because it's so cool. It's called the Golden Eye Resort, and it's owned by a music producer and founder of Island Records, Chris Blackwell, and it's in St. Mary in Jamaica. It served as the location where Ian Fleming wrote his James Bond novels, which is very cool. And I didn't know this till I checked out this article, but it was also owned by Bob Marley, who sold the property to Blackwell before he passed away.
What?
Amazing.
Real cool history there, yeah.
So we got James Bond, Bob Marley, all rolled into this this one property.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit more expensive. It's 1,700 to 6,000 dirhams per night.
Whoa.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
That's a room
with
a view, isn't it? Yeah. Chris Blackwell, a record producer, here he is talking about the first time he actually laid eyes on this property.
My first time at Goldeneye, I came with my mother to lunch. The lunch was given by Ian Fleming, and Noel Coward was a guest. We had lunch actually right at this spot. We're now talking like 50 years later. So the trees weren't quite as big as they were, but they still covered the whole place. So they made a natural shade, and it catches the breeze here, and it has this fantastic view. There were lots of people that I met down here who came to visit. Lots of actors, actresses, film directors, producers. Obviously turned out to be a very fortuitous location for him, because all these books came from him. I really love this island, and I really found myself totally in the Jamaican record business right at the very beginning of it. And my first three records all went to number one, so it was very encouraging.
Oh yes, I'm very, very keen on staying there.
Me too. I'd go there. I think that's my top pick, actually.
Yeah, you piqued her interest at last.
Goldeneye Resort,
yeah.
Chris Blackwell's hotel in Jamaica.
Yeah, love it. Right, where are we going next?
This one's a little bit further away. It's owned by Australian actress and Grease star Olivia Newton-John, and it's called the Gaia Retreat and Spa. She owns it with three other partners, and it's in New South Wales in Australia. And it offers all wellness things that you need in a wellness retreat. So the packages, the spa treatments, the yoga, organic cooking classes, meditation, and it's 1,600 dirhams.
Brilliant. I'm going to Australia for Christmas.
Yeah.
I know it's a big place. I'll have to look on the map and see how many were here.
You might want to check in if they have rooms left.
Yeah. This is Olivia just talking about what Gaia actually means.
Gaia means spirit of Mother Earth. So I think as you come in here, you're going to feel the beauty of nature, and it's a really healing place.
Now, she is someone I'd like to bump into in reception and have a chat with.
Really? I don't know. I'm not bothered.
Really?
Yeah, nope.
No, I like that one. I think that's great. Gaia Retreat and Spa in New South Wales. We've only got time for one more. What's it going to be?
Okay, it's going to be the Costa de Este Beach Resort and Spa, and it's owned by Grammy Award-winning couple Gloria and Emilio Estefan. So lots of kind of Latin dancing there, maybe. It's in Vero Beach in Florida, and it's a pet-friendly property, which is pretty cool. It has amazing waterfront views, a luxury spa, and paddleboarding and snorkeling, lots of kind of water sports stuff. And it's 700 dirhams per night.
Well, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not too bad. Not too much of a dear-do, as you would say, is it?
Yeah, it's not a bad one. I mean, would Gloria be a hands-on hotel owner?
We are more hands-on. We're hands, feet, every body part is on here. We've been here from scratch, and we're still here looking at everything and still tweaking, which will probably for a long time to come, but we are completely hands-on owners.
That's so cool. So you are probably going to see her if you stay there.
You might get the odd, we said, a Latin tune at dinner.
That's wicked. So that's the Costa de Este Beach Resort and Spa.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Exactly.
In Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Angela, thank you so much. It's gone too fast, as always.
Thank you.
See you in 2 weeks' time.
See you soon.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.